So society is going to begin the ending of this by starting to live their life among the virus. What do you think of that?
I'd say that's a fairly high-risk strategy, Katie. I mean, in some ways, we may be somewhat lucky in that the Omicron variant may turn out to be less virulent, cause less severe disease than previous ones. What if that wasn't the case? What if not only it had the escape mutations, but also produced far more severe disease, and that would cause tremendous instability? So here's what we need to do. We need to vaccinate the world. The Alpha variant arose out of an unvaccinated population in the UK last year. Delta arose out of an unvaccinated population in India earlier this year. So what did we think was going to happen if we allowed the entire African continent to go unvaccinated or 6% vaccinated? So this was both predicted and predictable. And until there's a global commitment, until the Biden administration, for instance, decides to come up with a plan to vaccinate the world, which they haven't, until the Biden administration decides they want to exert some leadership, which they so far haven't, we're going to continue to have this problem. So we're doing what we can at our Texas Children's Center for Vaccine Development. We're hoping our vaccine, in collaboration with Biological E, will be released for emergency use any day now in India. The Indian government has done an advanced purchase of 300 million doses. And if that happens, our Texas Children's Center for Vaccine Development will be doing more to vaccinate the world than the entirety of the United States government. And it's not that we're so wonderful. It's just that the U.S. government and the other G7 countries are not stepping up.